No. We worship what we do know. For salvation is from the Jews. And of course, we have, with the benefit of eyesight and hindsight, rather than eyesight, hindsight, we can look back, we have the scriptures, we have all of the scriptures, and we know that the salvation of the Jews is Jesus himself. And not only of the Jews, but of the whole world, including us who are here this morning. Yet a time is coming when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. Well, they had become synchristic. Yes, you're quite right. Baal worship was very common in Israel. Yeah, you're quite right. But they had some remnants of the Jewish faith with them. But the Jews still saw it as very tainted and corrupt. Now, interesting, isn't it, that you can't worship in the temple at Jerusalem anymore, because about 30 or 40 years after Jesus said these words, the temple at Jerusalem was destroyed by the Romans. So true worshippers will not worship either in Samaria or in Jerusalem. True worshippers have the Spirit in their hearts. And that's what Jesus was telling this woman with the water. He said, the water is like the Spirit, which comes into us and fills us with the Spirit. God is Spirit, and his worshippers must worship him in spirit and truth. Spirit has a broad sense in its meaning. It can mean a spirit, like a celestial being. It can mean God. God is spirit. It can mean your nature, your spirit. So man is mind, body, and spirit. So we have a mind which works on the logical level, usually, not always, but a mind that should work logically and reasons and sees and understands things. And the spirit, which is more like what drives you, what the mind seeks, what compels you. And in the letters of Paul, he talks about the indwelling Christ, which is something that's not easy to understand. But what he's saying is that Christ dwells in us, and we in him, and Jesus lives in God and God in him. And to worship God in spirit and truth means we have to be in tune with what he wants for us. He created us, he knows what works best for us. To seek your own direction and your own way is to swim against that spiritual stream and leads nowhere. To seek to be with God, on the other hand, you flow with the stream and you're obeying the teachings of Jesus and allowing the Holy Spirit to transform your life. The woman said, I know that Messiah, called Christ, Messiah and Christ mean the same thing. One is Messiah's Hebrew and Christ is Greek, but it means exactly the same thing. I know Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, I who speak to you am he. And as Beatrice mentioned in her video, they were perhaps fixed into this old idea that the Christ would be set up a political kingdom on earth for the Jews. But Jesus spoke of a new covenant, and when we take the communion in a few minutes. That's exactly what the wine represents, the blood of the new covenant. And the new covenant is not written on stone. The new covenant is written in our hearts if we let the Spirit transform us, if we let the Spirit of Jesus in. And then the disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asks, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking with her?" Beatrice mentioned this as well. It's a salutary point that too often we can get caught up in debates on one thing or another, or worry about what we think is the correct thing to do. As she said, he was in the wrong place, talking to the wrong person at the right time. It wasn't right for a rabbi to be having a conversation with a random woman. That just wasn't done in those days. And what's worse, the Samaritan woman, because the Jews don't, as she explained, don't associate with them. But the kingdom is for all. There are parables in the Gospels about this, about messages being sent out for people to come into the kingdom, because the original people, the Jews, had rejected it. I'll leave it there, I think. She went away anyway, and Beatrice mentioned that she went and told people in the village that Jesus had said things that no one could have, he couldn't have known, and she counted him as a prophet for that. But many of the people in the town came out and met with Jesus, and disciples were made. So as Beatrice said, it's for all and everyone. You just need to come. God draws near to those who draw near to him. So I would urge you, you're all believers here anyway, so I don't need to tell you to seek God in that sense. But as Beatrice said, are we in a condition where if Jesus was sitting there, we'd want to sit there? Yeah? So we need to be in a spiritual state where we're quite happy for Jesus to come into us and transform us, to dwell with us. Sometimes if we're feeling bad about something, we can push God away. But I urge you that when you feel like pushing God away, that's probably when you need him most. So we're going to take communion now, but first we're going to sing before the